Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox. Jesus, I'm afraid because I believe that I'm a special case.
Yeah. to tell you how I feel. And this coming once again, your love is real. How y'all doing? Well, that's a little better than me, so I don't know. But I don't know if you have any way of appreciating this, but anytime I plan on preaching a sermon on forgiveness, I end up getting hit with enough stuff to make you so angry you could murder somebody just by looking at them. So I'm not going to preach forgiveness. That's my solution. Nobody wants to hear that. Y'all don't want to hear a sermon on forgiveness, do you?
No.
You don't want to do it, so I'm not going to preach it. Let's look at this Bible verse. Jesus said, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world. See, what this Bible verse is saying here, and this is Jesus talking, he's saying we have peace in him. We can't make the whole world be at peace so I can have peace in my heart. That's not going to work. I have peace in my heart first through Jesus. And the world's always going to have its trouble, like Ted was talking about. But take heart, because God has overcome the world. God's going to do what he's doing, see? I don't have to be in charge of fixing the whole world. That's not my job. I got to deal with me, see? And here's what the devil tells me when somebody does something wrong to me, when somebody does something to make me angry. What the devil tries to do is tell me I'm a victim. You're a victim. The devil wants to say, you going to let him do you like that? Exactly right. Are you going to, if you forgive that person, it's like you're letting him treat you like a punk. Is that what you're going to do? You see? And then all of a sudden I have an agenda that the devil has given me, and I'm going out to fulfill this agenda to tell a fool a foolish thing about his foolish behavior, and that who I am and what is, you know, it's like a dog has started barking at me and I get down on four legs and try barking back at him. You see, this is what the devil tries to do to me. If you can relate, then that's beautiful, okay? Maybe y'all too holy for that. That's okay too, okay? But this is the thing is, I want to start here. You are not a victim. You're not a victim. Things have been done wrong to you. Everyone in this room has had something done wrong to them that is not okay with God. But being a victim is a choice that you make, that I make. And we're making a choice today. I'm not a victim anymore. I'm an overcomer. I'm a survivor. That's who I am. I'm not going to put myself down and say, this thing has overtaken me. See, the devil doesn't win when he gets somebody to do something wrong to me. The devil wins when he gets me to do something wrong back at that other person. This took me about forever to figure out, and I messed it up 1,000 times. So please, I'm trying to help y'all out by giving you the benefit of my research here. Also, out of all the things that have done wrong to you, can I ask you this question? Who are you taking it out on? Because this is what I know. when somebody messes with me, I'm angry at the world. Sure, I'm mostly angry at this person, but if they're not around and you're acting a fool, you caught all of it exactly right. You're getting yours plus his. Okay, that's how I do it. Again, if it doesn't apply, let it fly, you see. That's the difference between vengeance and justice. Justice is specific. Vengeance is everybody. It's general. I'm taking everybody out today. You know, that's how that goes. That's exactly. I'm going postal on everybody. That's it. Y'all get what I'm talking about here. Now, see, when I got married, my father set me aside. He said, "I'm going to give you the best advice you're ever going to get on marriage." And I said, "Okay." And he did. He gave me the best advice I've ever had on the subject of marriage in my whole life. He said, "Now, you and your wife, you're going to get into a conflict. You're going to get into some drama, okay? And when that happens, when you feel the frustration rise up within you, you need to ask yourself, is this the hill I want to die on?" Right. See what I'm saying? Is this the hill I want to die on? Is this the thing I want to make so important I'm ready to burn this marriage to the ground just to make this point? See, when you think of it that way, there's a lot of things that frustrate me that I also don't care that much about. That's weird, isn't it? But I could take something that's small, but it's become such a big frustration to me. I'm acting as if it's something big, and I'm acting in a way that's out of proportion with the situation. There are times when I have to say, I have to let this battle go. It's not an important battle for me to fight. And if I do that, maybe I have a little more energy, and maybe I have a little more authority when I say, wait, pull up. No, we're not going to do this. That if I don't gripe about every little thing, when I do speak up, I have a little more influence. You know what I mean? That's important. Well, see, now, I told you I was going to preach about forgiveness, and I'm not. I'm not going to preach about forgiveness. But here's the problem that I have with God, okay? Jesus told a parable. A parable is just a story that makes a point. And when Jesus told one of these parables, when he told one of these stories, he said, "I'm going to tell you how it goes." And it goes just like what happens in this story, right? So he says, here's how it goes with forgiveness. He said, there was this servant, and he was serving his boss, and he owed this boss more money than he could ever pay. And the boss pulled that servant aside and said, "I'm going to take away everything you owe. You don't owe anything." And set him free, you see. Now, this servant went out into the world and found somebody that owed him money. You know how this goes when you find somebody that owes you money and you don't have money and they have your money. And the conversation that starts to take place, remember that money? Give me that money. It's not a request. It's not a discussion. Go in your pocket. Give me my money, you see. And, well, the guy doesn't want, how that goes. I don't have it. I have it in my other pants. It's over at the house. And he starts grabbing the guy. He's going to shake him. He's going to beat it out of him. And as Jesus tells the story, see, the master finds his servant and locks him up and says, you're responsible for this whole debt that you created because I forgave you, but you didn't forgive the debt of this other person. And Jesus told this story. He says, this is how it is with me and you. I forgive you of way more than you could ever repay me. But here's the deal. When you walk away from that situation, you have to be forgiving of other people. See, I don't have an interest in being forgiven at all. That's a bad word for me. I don't want to forgive anybody. But I don't know if you can relate to this. I don't just want to be forgiven. I need it. Bad. a lot. Does anybody in here need to be forgiven a lot? I need to be forgiven a lot, a lot, a lot. If you tell me something's going to cut off the flow of forgiveness, you have my attention. I'm focused. See, I can't afford to get in a position with God where I'm not receiving that forgiveness because I'm holding back on somebody else. If I'm forgiving you, it's because I've been forgiven, and I've had to learn how to be thankful for that. I've had to learn how to appreciate that. See, God has done for you. He's forgiven you, hasn't he? Sometimes I think we get in a position where we start thinking, I've done so much bad and God can never forgive me. God would never want somebody like me. That's why Jesus told this story. Jesus told this story. He said, you owe me more than you can repay me. But I forgive you. I set you free. Don't play games like that didn't happen. Don't play games like I was talking about somebody else. Don't play games like that story isn't clear enough for you to understand. I forgive you. Therefore, out of thankfulness, you've got to turn around and do the same thing. This is the problem that we have. The problem that we have is humility. If I recognize... when you do something wrong to, here's the anger that I have, and I'm landing the plane here. If you do something wrong to me, here's why I'm mad, because I don't do like that. See what I mean? Somebody, like Craig was talking, somebody cuts me off in traffic. That's rude. I wouldn't do that. No, of course I do, but when I do it, it's different. I'm doing a maneuver. You don't even understand what I'm doing. This is like a race car thing. I'm showing you how to do. You're welcome. Take notes on that. You see what I'm saying? That's how I do it. When I do it, it's not like that. I say, you know, I have a relative that will play games or do something. And I say, you know, I don't do him like that. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. But you know what? I'm like that somewhere, sometime with somebody. I make mistakes, y'all. I need forgiveness. Humility is reminding myself I am like that. Not exactly like that, but I am like that somewhere else. This is what the Bible says. We're going to close on this. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that what? He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. He's saying you're angry, you're anxious, you're frustrated. He says, give that to me. Give it to me. Let me carry that a while. God's not saying you're wrong to be angry. He's saying, let me carry it. Okay? Let me carry it. Don't cast that on me. Lay that on me because I care for you. And he says, if you do that, I'll lift you up. I'll lift you up. Amen? Yes. All right. Thank you. And God bless you. That's my time. Appreciate it.